This podcast is a resource of givinglight.org.
Hebrews 2:14. Inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is, the devil, and release those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Most people looking at this scripture would think that this is only talking about physical death, yet it covers so much more than that. I would say it covers all fears that would cause us to feel the need to protect ourselves, such as if you're afraid of saying something because you feel you will be rejected. That fear brings us into a place of bondage. We're living in a day where you could be accused of multiple derogatory labels because of what you say. This robs you of the right of free speech because of your fear of being rejected. You may fear being rejected by your spouse, or you may not want to hurt them. You say, well, that's good. The reality is we need to speak truth, speaking the truth in love. You may not want to confront your peers or talk to your boss about an issue. All of this is the fear of death that brings us into bondage, which results in silencing your voice. Fear's bondages will always show up in inactivity. I'm afraid to do this because I could fail, which could cause me to look bad or embarrass me. Fear of trying for a promotion could keep you from financial blessing. Fear of getting a nicer place or car could keep you in something that is inadequate for you and your family. There was a man mentioned in 1 Chronicles 4:9-10 that wanted to break out of his confinements of staying small. The scripture says, now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bore him in fear. Jabez called on God, saying, oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. So God granted him what he requested. I want you to notice something, that his mother put a label upon him that affected him even when he prayed to God. Don't let the labels others give you paralyze you. Father God sent Jesus to free us from all bondages caused by fear. As a matter of fact, in Galatians chapter 5, it says, stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Fear causes bondage, so we must reject it. Romans 8:15, for you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. I want you to notice that relationship with the Father is what causes fear and bondage to be destroyed in our lives. Step out of fear. The hold Satan had over you is broken through Jesus. Come alive in the liberty that Jesus has purchased for you.
My hope is that you've been encouraged by this devotional podcast. If you would like more resources, make sure you check out our free resource page for this episode, where you can find questions, activations, and a small selection of music to help you in your devotional journey. I want to thank you again for listening, and as always, stay hungry and keep seeking.